Okay, welcome to part 3 of the basic full flash site structure in ActionScript 3. And we've been talking about how to make a full site in Flash with the menu system and page system, page movie clips and menu movie clip that'll navigate through your full flash file. And just want to mention to you guys real quick that you see I use the tutorial file for the animated button symbols, and you could use the drop-down menu, same thing, because it's a movie clip itself, just like the button menu, and it's gonna be scripted in a similar way. Okay, so now we're making the services movie clip. So let's just go ahead and go into the library, and where's that about page? Let's go ahead and right-click, duplicate that one also, and we're gonna call this one the videos. Call it videos. Press OK. And we gotta make one more because we have four buttons there. Four pages in our site. This is a really small site. And let's go back to about. Right click. Duplicate. And let's call this one contact. And that'll be a contact us page. And we'll press OK. And also keep in mind that MP3 players can be laid in here, and if you want an MP3 song to play on your while there people are perusing your site, you would just put it in this timeline here where your background, your button menu movie clip is, and your logo and header. Maybe put it up there in your header, and you can go to our tutorial for full screen flash site, put the full screen button right there, make your site full screen. Okay, let's go back into our pages movie clip and finish up. Okay, so on the services section, we're going to put a keyframe there, and there'll be the contents of the about us page there, and we can just swap that out because that's what we want. Then we go to swap, and we're going to call this swap it out for the videos page. So this isn't going to be services, this is going to be videos. Forget services. We don't have any services. All we have is videos. Okay, so we have the videos page set up here. And here's the videos clip. And it should say videos down there in the instance identifier. Now you can go in and safely, since we swapped it out, safely change everything up inside of it. Welcome to my video page. Actually, we're not even going to leave this text here because I'm going to go to develop PHP and download the video playlist player tutorial. And aren't you guys glad that I put everything, I nest everything into movie clips when I make it? That way you can just go to the file, open it when you download this tutorial, highlight that on the main scene there, highlight everything, press Control C, and go into the new site. And here we are inside of our video page movie clip. Let's pop this bad boy in. And you can see it's too big for my site. But that's okay. I don't care. Your site wouldn't be this small, so it would fit in just nice. But I'm just showing you an example of how you can throw anything you want into these pages movie clips. You know what I'm saying? Scrollers, MP3 players, movie players, you name it, image galleries, whatever you want, contact forms. So let's just go ahead and get rid of that one. And let's bring that text back. I was just doing that to show you an example. Okay, welcome to my video page. But if I left that thing there, my site was big enough to hold it, it would play the videos. Okay, so now we have a videos page. Let's go out of that one. Make our, press F6, create motion tween by right clicking the center and select create motion tween. And now we're going to put our stop action by pressing F6, F9, and then type in the stop action. Okay, now we have one more to go, so we'll put a label here and call this contact because this is going to be our contact page. And then bring that one out, Let's put a keyframe right there by pressing F6, then press F9, and let's type in our final stop action. And if you had 8 pages, you just keep going on and on. 15 pages, keep going on and on and on. 8 million pages, just keep going on and on and on down through there. Okay, so we'll give this a keyframe. This content there is a video page. Make sure you swap it for the one that says contact. Contact. Now we can go ahead and tween it. Create motion tween. And now we can go inside of the contact movie clip and just write contact us. Now, welcome to my contact page. Okay, that's it. Now we have all four, and let's make sure we have our alphas set correctly to where they all fade in and they have a little transition effect. And there are bunches and bunches of transitions that you can figure out to do inside of here. You can have screens that come in and out. You can have little circles that would fade out of the way to bring in your content, little squares, masking, all kind of cool techniques you can use for transitions. But this one is pretty cool because it's just a fading in and fading out. And it makes for a nice, clean, quick, smooth page transition for this demonstration. Okay, so let's get rid of all these frames since we don't need them. The file won't be going past that. So let's remove frames, highlight, and remove frames. And now that's it. The inside of our contact us movie clip is done. Our the pages movie clip is done. So let's see, on the videos page, let's go ahead and add a movie clip to that. Oops. The videos page, make sure we highlight that. Go into the movie clip, that is the video movie clip, the video page movie clip. Let's bring our digital clock tutorial. Well, maybe not digital clock. Let's see what else do we have here. Alright. Well, you guys get the idea. You can put whatever you want in there. So that's it for that, I do believe. And if you wanted your background to be different colors on each page here, here's our background layer. You would just make keyframes there and make it red. Make keyframe here, make it blue. That way when it gets to that spot, it changes to that color. But that would be kind of cheesy. But I was just saying, for demonstration purposes, you know, just so you can get in there and experiment with all kind of stuff, you know. Alright, so now we double click out of that by double clicking on the blank space here. And now you'll be in the timeline that is the logo and header, pages, button, menu, and background. Now the button menu layer is where our buttons are. So let's go ahead and go inside of first, before we do that, let's take our pages movie clip and give it an instance name of all pages. Now it has an instance name, so now we can talk to it with ActionScript and control it. So we'll go inside of the button menu now by double clicking this movie clip, and now we will continue the rest and final part of the tutorial in part 4, and we'll code out the buttons and show you how to go inside that page's movie clip using this button menu that's in its own separate movie clip, and we'll have them talking back and forth. Okay, we'll see you next lesson in the final one, number 4.